This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Matt in Ohio, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how are you tonight?
Hey, man.
Hey, I mean, great show tonight, dude. I really enjoyed that interview you did earlier with that female.
Yeah, she was great. Kelly Stewart, she's on the new show, Action, on Showtime that starts Sunday.
Okay, awesome. I watched that fight on Saturday night, and, at the end, Spence called out Pacquiao, and I just wanted to hear your thoughts on what you think that fight would be like.
Well, I thought that I think it's embarrassing that that's what they're going to give us next is Spence and Pacquiao, to be honest with you. They should have the old fogey fight and give Pacquiao Mayweather again, and I think that I'd rather see Spence fight Bud Crawford, and that's all there is to it. Now they're saying Sean Porter as well. It's the old fogies club.
Wait a second. Time out here. This dude, after he won on Saturday night, was calling out old man Manny Pacquiao?
Yes.
He just wiped the floor with Mikey Garcia. How old is Spence now? What did I see, 28, 29, somewhere in that area?
Yeah.
And he's looking to fight Manny Pacquiao? I mean, you got to be kidding me.
I know there's
not a lot of people to fight, but you go pick the oldest guy going? I mean, come on, dude. That guy just went a couple notches down on my board.
Well, I don't know. He said, if not Pacquiao, then I'll smoke Sean Porter. If he wants a piece of this, come get it.
Well, of course he's calling out Pacquiao because, first of all, everyone's ducking in that division, so there's very few guys who have the guts to fight him like a Manny Pacquiao. And second of all, after what he just made in that fight, why is he going to go back and say, you know what, let me go fight one of these other guys on a free card on the PBC that I'll get, you know, maybe 100,000 people to watch? No, he's going to say, let me call out the one that still draws people in Manny Pacquiao, make myself a couple million on a huge card in Vegas.
So, 99 it opened, so like the last
year.
I was living there. So, ESPN Plus will be the exclusive home of UFC pay-per-view events. Do you like that? Mafia, now the pay-per-view will be all ESPN Plus for UFC.
No, that's a pain in the ass because, you know what, I have it, you have it. But not everybody does, and not everybody's going to go buy it because some of these cars that they're putting on there, nobody cares about. But maybe they like the pay-per-views. But now to go do the pay-per-view, what? They have to go buy the ESPN Plus to go spend another $60 to get the pay-per-view?
Like, that's exactly what they're doing.
It's ridiculous.
Bottom line is that when they're done with you, they'll squeeze you for everything you're worth. I mean, they're going to charge you for every good fight. If there's a good card, you're paying for it. They're not going to be – all their cards that are average will be on ESPN Plus.
Plus, then I have to buy it on the streaming service and then put it on my TV with some other app. Like, I can't just do it right onto my TV from my cable box.
They're clearly finding ways to fleece you, without a doubt. Now, what did you think of Masvidal knocking Till's face off with that left temple shot the other night in London? And what's more, tell me what you thought of the post-fight where he went after that guy. Is it Edwards?
Yeah, Leon Edwards.
And he lit him up, too, in the tunnel of the stadium. He beat his face in, too, didn't he?
Yeah, they got into it for sure. I mean, that fight was a great fight. It was very back and forth. Both guys were landing good shots until actually the upper hand in that fight going to that point. I thought that he was winning the fight. He was keeping the distance, getting some good shots. And then Masvidal just went for broke early with that hook and caught him right at the perfect spot. And he was out right from that hook. There was a couple other punches going.
He
kind of threw him to the ground. But you could tell right after that punch, lights out. And he upsets him in his home country, and that was very impressive for him. That gets him back in the mix as one of the top contenders. And then he went after Edwards while I was doing an interview. Edwards walked by and yelled at him, and I guess wants to fight him next because he tried to do it in the back right afterwards.
Well, you saw the video, right, of him just landing shots.
Yeah.
Is he in trouble?
He's probably going to be in trouble. That's stupid for him. The cops went to the hotel afterwards. I doubt that's going to become charges or anything like that, but it's going to be something from the UFC where he gets fined.
What do you mean? So the cops went to Masvidal's hotel to what? Have cookies with him?
I guess both of them. I think they went to both the hotel afterwards to talk about the fight. And, if they're going to be charged or something like that. But I don't think there's anything going to come
with it. Please. Can't the popo stay out of the UFC, after fight?
Pretty stupid, though. Right after you get that huge win that puts you back in a possible title contention to go do something like that in the back where it's going to piss off your bosses.
He's Habib. These guys can't handle winning. They can't just walk out and get out of there. They always have to beat up someone else. They're always getting in fight. All these guys are, I mean, let's face facts. They're all a bunch of fighters, right? So they're not exactly the Harvard educated. They're a bunch of fighters. All they know is talking smack and getting in fights, right? I mean, that they beat people up for a living. And then when they're not fighting, what do you think they're doing? They're planning on fighting. Or they're starting another fight with someone else, which makes them a lethal weapon in public. Isn't that true? So when they pick a fight in public, it better be against another fighter because they could hurt you or me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.